I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Thank you for joining me this week from wherever in the world you might be. We have listeners literally all over the world. Australia, the UK, Canada, the United States, South Africa. I mean, just everywhere, right? And not limited to nations that, you know, seemingly have a lot of English speakers, right? We're all over the world. We're global, right? So this week's episode, I'm going to be talking about Christmas on this episode, but this could be Christmas, New Year's, or whatever they celebrate in your culture, okay? Holiday season, America, that includes things like Thanksgiving, okay? You know, there's holiday seasons all over the world, celebrated to one degree or another, right? So this is about, I'm speaking specifically about people who celebrate Christmas. And it's not about the holiday. It's about what happens when we have these times in our calendars where the stakes get bigger, right? So the stakes get bigger. Now, that includes this massive elephant in the room called expectation. So that includes that. But it also includes ghosts from the past, because very often at these times of year, we get together with people we haven't seen in a year, 2 years, or 3 years, or 5 years. And we've already got this idea in our mind of how this is going to go. So we walk in there, maybe a little hopeful that it'll be different this year, that maybe your uncle won't be the same, or your dad won't act the way he usually does, or your mom won't do her usual, blah, blah, blah. So there's, and I'm speaking specifically of those people that deal with that situation. There's also a tremendous amount of sadness and grief at this time of year because of, for obvious reasons, you know, family members have passed away or we're no longer communicating with us, stuff like that. Or we're no longer communicating with them. But I'm going to stick to the first one. I'm going to stick to the first one here, and I'll address the other one a little later. You're already predicting not only the situation for many of you, you're already predicting the people. Now, when you add in what you're watching on television, what your idea or your ideal as to what this season should look like for you, what you'll be met with is a plunging canyon of disappointment, because it won't match whatever ideal you had in your mind. Now, you may be like, well, you know, if you knew my father, or if you knew my mom, or if you knew my family, you know, you wouldn't be saying this, because my family are extremely X, Y, or Z, doesn't matter, difficult, challenging, dramatic, right? Dysfunctional. Still waiting on a functional family, by the way. But anyway. So That is to say, you're going to walk in there arm in arm with all of your old complaints, all of your old ghosts, all of your old stories and dramas and traumas, and you're expecting the situation to be different. We both know how that's going to go. We're both clear about how that's going to turn out. Same as fucking last year. Because you're the same. Now, I already hear something. No, last year, I really tried. And it was still shit. That's right. Of course it was, because you went there and your quote-unquote effort was to make them different. So your effort was to make them different. And they were the same. So they ruined your fucking Christmas again. Now, see, look, that's I've talked about this in other books. That's called give to get. I've also heard it referred to as in order to. Give to get is when you generate something, bring something new to the table, then you fucking sit there waiting for the table to be different. Oh, I'm different, so everybody else should change now. I'm great to you, so you should be great back to me. I'm nice to you, so you should be. I've been loving with you, you should be loving back. That's not how this works. It's not how any of this works. You be loving for the sake of being loving, and the table's different because you're loving at or kind or compassionate or patient or confident or whatever the thing might be. You don't bring something new to the table to change everybody at it. You bring something new to the table so that you get to be somebody different at it. Period. That's it. That's the whole fucking point. And I know I've just crushed some of your aspirations there, because, you know, you've been doing this work on yourself so that everybody else will fucking change or be different. But that's not how it is. That's why I have a big problem with people attempting to have life line up with them and, you know, cajoling, convincing, guilting other people into changing the way they are. Real freedom is when you can let other people just be the way they are. There's nothing to change. What's the fucking desperation? Well, my dad's like this, or my mom's like that, or my sister's like this, or my grandma's like me. Okay, so fucking what? So what? Who are you about that? That's where the juice is. Who are you about that? Oh, well, no, I'm doing my best. No, stop. Underneath that, who are you? Are you angry? Are you frustrated? Are you resentful? Are you apathetic? Do you experience yourself as hopeless, helpless? So you got to really realize that the table itself doesn't change other than who you are when you're at it. Often, I've heard people say this, you know, this is the season of giving. And, you know, if you set all the gifts aside for a moment, giving what? I don't know, giving your attention to being present to what you've got. Because what you've got is what you've got, and you can find appreciation in everything you have. Everything you have, even your fucking problems. One of these days you might want the problems you've currently got. You'd much rather have them. But it's about giving your love and your attention and your curiosity and your selflessness. And then, you know, again, for those of you that are, I'm always selfless and they never appreciate, that's giving to get. That's inauthentic. that's not really contributing. That's only contributing, but under the cover of darkness, you have an expectation for people to be different or treat you different. That's inauthentic. Your giving is inauthentic. It's not the real deal. The real deal is you give to give, and that's it. And whoever people are is whoever they are. If you have that look of disappointment in your face, when they're disappointed with what you give them, that's give to get. You give for the sake of giving. You appreciate for the sake of appreciation. You love for the sake of love. Right? It's not a, you know, a treat that you put out there in the hope of fucking catching something. It's an expression. I've been saying this since the fucking first book, right? I mean, what are we, 5-6 books in now? Everything's an expression. You're a broadcaster of things. You're not a receptacle of them. That's it. It's just the opportunity to express something, then you fucking die. And this holiday season is your opportunity to express something. Really. To just show up. And I really mean that. To just fucking show up. To show up as somebody. Everybody else will be the same. So what? This is your opportunity to show up, to step in there, to breathe, to look around you, to appreciate your life. I'm telling you, it's so simple. I mean, if you really gave your attention to it, you could appreciate the magic of a fucking light bulb. You really could, or a box. Or that there's such a thing as air. But we get so fucking wrapped up in what we see on television and what we see on social media and how this is supposed to be and what I'm supposed to have and what I don't have and what I should have and what I never get and what I'm deprived of. And then No. You're missing it. You're missing the most precious gift of all. And that is the gift of the present moment. Even when it's a moment you'd rather not have. Even if it's a moment that you wish was some other moment. You're only wishing it was some other moment because you're not present for the one you're in. Everybody's in a big fucking hurry. So that's what I would say to you this time of year. Slow down. Slow down. Breathe. Open your eyes. Take in the moments. Listen to what people are saying. Authentically, genuinely, and in the moment, connect. Ask questions that you've never asked. Be present to the magic of it all. Because that's the opportunity. Everything else is just noise. And if you're somebody who's, you know, dealing with grief or dealing with missing somebody or can't make it back home for whatever reason, maybe your whole family can't be with you, I get it. The same rules apply, though. It's like, you know, I talked about this in Wise as Fuck. How do you deal with grief? You get two kinds of grief. One kind of grief is the grief that gnaws away at you. The other kind of grief is the grief that nurtures you. And yeah, somebody not coming home for Christmas this year, or you not going to visit them this year, that's a loss. Also known as grief. You're not to dwell in that. You have to dwell in the kind of grief, the kind of loss that nurtures you. How do you do that? You tap into, you lock into what you appreciate and love and are grateful for about those people, whether they're alive or not. You can let yourself have a smile and know them and have them be present there in your thoughts and maybe even in your speaking. Maybe you share about them. But it's not about missing or losing. It's about being grateful for the experience that you knew them, that they knew you. That's the magic. That's where you get to fully embrace the whole experience of being a human being. So that's what I invite you to do. Enjoy them, whether they're there or not. Be present to them, whether they're there or not. And love them, whether they're there or not. And that will give you a holiday season that you'll treasure, that you'll look back on and you'll be proud of yourself, that you created and generated your own experience, regardless of what was going on around you. Because ultimately, that's what you have the power to do at all times. Have a great holiday season. I'll see you on the flip side.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.